Today on the TV Time Machine, we welcome Toby Stevens of Black Sails. Mr. Stevens is a prolific actor, having appeared in Die Another Day, 13 Hours, The Secret Soldiers of Benghazi, and the remake of the classic TV series Lost in Space. Over the next segment, Toby Stevens will discuss playing Captain Flint in the hit series Black Sails, which airs Sundays at 9 p.m. on Starz. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to walk the plank, feel free to say, "Aye, matey," as we bury our treasured memories in the past in order to set sail for the future. Toby, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
It's a pleasure.
Now, Toby, tell us what's happening with your character Captain Flint and what's happening in the final season of Black Sails.
Well, the final season of Black Sails really follows Flint and Silver's relationship. That kind of really starts getting interesting at the end of season three. They sort of enter into this pact, this partnership, and it sort of blossoms into this friendship. And it's like, where is this going to? We know that Flint's war with England never happened, and the golden age of piracy came to an end. But how does it end? What happens to Flint? And also, you know, how does Silver become the Long John Silver of Treasure Island?
Well, they have a rather unique relationship. How would you describe, psychologically, the relationship between Flint and Silver?
Well, it's fascinating because Flint kind of needs... He needs, or despite the fact that he seems such an isolated and kind of strong figure, he needs somebody to work with. He constantly needs this, so almost an alter ego to kind of work with. And, you know, in the first season, it's Gates and Barlow, Mrs. Barlow, and then it becomes Silver slowly. He loses all these people that are close to him. And the interesting thing is that Silver has this sense that he wants to enter into this partnership because for all of his faults, he admires Flint. But at the same time, he's apprehensive because he knows that it doesn't end well for people who enter into
right.
these pacts with this man. And it's just, how is that going to play out for the both of them? And how is it going to play out for Silver?
Well, without giving away too much, do you think that Silver's concern about being part of Flint's tragic pattern is justified?
Well, that's what's so fascinating about them and this season is that, you know, it ends up becoming so much more than the usual, and it's how. How that connection, you know, that eventually it has to break. We know that it has to break. But how does it break and what does it do to Flint? You know, I mean, how much of an impact does the inevitable betrayal have on Flint? And how does that betrayal come about and what is that betrayal? It's very interesting. It's a great ride this season.
So why do you think Flint decided to confide in and trust John Silver with a secret?
So I think it's two things. I think he needs, as I said before, I think he needs that alter ego. He needs somebody to share himself, what his vision and his kind of inner kind of pain. He needs to kind of be able to have somebody he's in partnership to share that with. But also, I think, you know, Silver, he ends up sort of, because their story goes from season one all the way through here. I think there's a point in season three where he begins to go, actually, this guy isn't just this kind of rather kind of basic tool that I've been using. He's actually quite a sophisticated mind. And... you know, becomes intrigued by him and also begins to kind of respect him. And there's that so it ends up being about mutual respect and seeing that in Silver he has a kindred spirit, and it sort of becomes this almost father son like kind of relationship. Yeah,
they sort of have a spiritual connection in a sense. So, for you as an actor, what is it like playing a man like Captain Flint who's essentially two different characters.
It's just been incredible. I mean, as an actor, I mean, when I first read the role, I first read the script, and I thought this is kind of a cool character. You know, it's something that I haven't played before. But I had no, and of course, John Steinberg, the creator, took me through the backstory of Flint, which, you know, to me was another thing which kind of went, well, this is really unexpected, and it's really clever and complex. But I had no idea how complex and what a kind of complex journey this character goes on throughout this season. And I mean, to have this experience as an actor has been incredible, because I've got to play all kinds of complexities in this character and really bring to life their writing. And at the same time, I get to do all of the swashbuckling stuff. Well, it's not really swashbuckling. It's much more kind of, in this series, it's much more visceral kind of the kind of action sequences. So it's not, all of that stuff. I get all the kind of bells and whistles of the action, but I get all of the complexity of the acting work as well, which I've just really enjoyed. It's been the most extraordinary job.
Well, speaking of extraordinary, how is Black Sails different when it comes to its depiction of pirates and their world?
I think what is different is this really clever balance that they managed to achieve between history and fiction. So, I think they wanted to make, and also what they did was they threw in, I think, another genre which really works well with a pirate genre and the way we were doing it, which is the Western.
Right.
So you get this kind of very strange melange of different influences, but it just makes this incredibly gritty and interesting show, because it's not just about the genre of, the pirate genre, which has so many tropes and cliches that we kind of managed to avoid because they didn't want it to become, I love Pirates of the Caribbean, but they didn't want it to become that kind of camp version of piracy,
right,
the tongue-in-cheek version of it. I mean, I remember when I started doing this show and I was doing these interviews, it was almost every single one kind of wanted to do the jokey pirate thing. And you were going, yeah, but this isn't the show. That's not about the show we've made. This is so much more than that. It's really essentially about the characters and the story of those characters. Because unless you create characters that people identify with and want to follow for all this time, you're wasting your time, because people just aren't going to watch it. So, it's interesting how TV now kind of breaks the shackles of the genres that they're in, because, they're much more sophisticated than that.
And your show is definitely sophisticated. That's what makes it great. Toby, it's a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
Thank you very much.
I was born Mary Tyler Moore.
This is Jesse Donald Knotts.
Fred McFeely Rogers.
Leslie Moonves.
Isabel Sanford.
Leslie Renee Stahl.
Robert Edward Turner.
Regis Francis Philbin.
Aaron Spelling.
Since 1999, the Archive of American Television has been preserving the memories, knowledge, and insights of the men and women whose talents and vision have helped shape this remarkable medium. Over 500 video interviews with these TV legends are now available on the Archive of American Television website at metvlegends.org. There you can sign up to receive news, updates, and also become a sponsor to help preserve television history for generations to come. That's metvlegends.org.
The mythological proportions of Star Trek provide something that's missing in people's consciousness, psyche.
The Archive of American Television. Capturing television history, one voice at a time.